See, it's not that late. So just one more ha'ara. And that is, so the Gemara says that Gadol Shabakulam was Yonis ben Azil. Amr alav Yonis ben Azil. They say about Yonis ben Azil, B'shasha Yoshev Isaac b'Torah, when he was learning Torah, called Oifshe Peireh Chalam Yad Nisra. Any bird that was flying on top of him, poof, it would burn. Rashi says that where did this fire come from? Any oif that was flying on top of Yonis ben Azil would burn. Where did it come from? So Rashi says, "Hoyu Malachi Asharis Meskaptzim Sviva of Lishmaya Devei Torah Mipem." It came from the Malachi Asharis. When Yonis ben Azil would say Shir, the Malachi Asharis would come and they would listen and they would hear almost physically. And because the Malachi Asharis, they have the Hevel Shebepiem, this fire. That's why the birds would burn. They would burn because in attendance of Yonis ben Azil Shir was Malachi Asharis. But Tosfos says a different shot. Tosfos on the top of Chaf Ches Amud Aleph says, "Kol oif shepireach olam yad nisraf shadvarim smeichim kinesinosam besinai shenit netayr beish." Because when Yonis ben Azil said Shir, it was so gishmak, it was dvarim smeichim, it was literally kinesinosam besinai. The oilam felt like they were mamish at Har Sinai. It was so gishmak, and just like by Har Sinai there was eish, when Yonis ben Azil said Shir, there was eish. The reason there was Eish is because it was Maimed Har Sinai. And Maimed Har Sinai had Eish. And because Maimed Har Sinai had Eish, that's why there was Eish here as well. And Tosfos says there's another place you find such an idea. What Tosfos is referring to is a Yerushalmi that Tosfos quotes in Masechtas Chagigah Daf Tesvav Amud Aleph. The context over there is Elisha bar Avuah, also known as Acher, Rameh's Rebbe. And we all know the story of Elisha bar Avuah, that Shuvu banim shayvavim chutz miacher, and of course, the rest is history. But Tosfos brings a Yerushalmi and says, how did Elisha bar Avuah come to become Elisha bar Avuah? So he says, Toiv Achris Dovah Mereshisai. It all began at the bris of Elisha bar Avuah. Elisha bar Avuah's father, whose name was Avuah, was a very wealthy person. And at his bris, he had a lot of gedolim. And amongst them was Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Eliezer and Yeshua, they were sitting and they were talking and learning together, probably arguing about some sugya. And they're sitting and they're talking and learning. And while they were learning, a fire came and it surrounded them. And Avuah was so impressed. And he says, what's going on over here? And they told him, these are two great Tanaim. And because of the Kedusha of that Torah, fire just came down. He said, really? That's what a person can get from learning Torah? He says, I want my son to be that way. Sounds like such a noble thing. But the Yerushalmi says that really, Avuah's Kavanah was Shaloi L'Shem Shemayim. And he planted that Shaloi L'Shem Shemayim seed in the rashness of Elisha bar Avuah, and Toiv Achris Dovah Mereshisai. That's why Elisha bar Avuah ended up becoming Acher. But Tosfos over here says, where did that fire come from? What was the origin of the fire that surrounded Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua at the bris of Elisha bar Avuah? It was the same fire. It was the fire of Sinai. Shadvarim smeichen kinesinosam b'sinai shenitna Torah be'esh. So here too, Rabbi Chaim Volozhin, and this is in Shar Dalet, where he talks about Torah. So Rabbi Chaim Volozhin in Shar Dalet says that this idea that you find that the Torah was so gishmach, it was smeichim kinesinosan, it's based on the idea that Chazal say, b'chol yoyim yiyu b'einecha kichadoshim, that every single day a person has the ability to approach the Torah as if today's the first day that he's learning Torah. He says the idea is because Maimed Har Sinai was a one-time event. It happened on Zion Sivan, Moshe was Moshe of Yemechem Midaitoi, 33 some odd 100 years ago. But says Rabbi Chaim Volozhin, and he quotes a few Zoyars that say that really Maimed Har Sinai is a Dover Tmidi. It's something that's alive and well. It's a living organism. And a person can tap into it, not just every Shavuos. A person can tap into it every single day. And he says, do it tzaddikim that tapped into it, like Tosfos brings in Sukkah Chaf Ches Amud Aleph, Yonis ben Azil, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. And because they were able to tap into it, it was so real, they were able to tap into the fire of Har Sinai. And that's what Chazal meant, says Rabbi Chaim Volozhin, Shadvarim smeichim kinesinosam b'sinai, shenit netoyer be'esh, because Maimed Har Sinai exists every single day. It's not something that we commemorate, some relic of our past. It's something that's alive and well. And with tzaddikim, they were able to tap into it. And because they were able to tap into it, that's why you find this there of smeichim kinesinosam. So I want to tell you a marumakim nifla that I heard from Yedid Nafshi Rav Levi Chomsky. And that is, everyone knows the parashim, parashas chukas. Moshe Rabbeinu was told, v'dibartim al ha'sela, you should talk to the rock. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't talk to the rock. Instead, what Moshe Rabbeinu do? He hit the rock. And because of that, yandlo himanti bilakdisheni, so the end of Moshe Rabbeinu was, and Aharon, they both ended up not going into Eretz Yisrael, because they were supposed to have talked to the rock. The Netziv in his Pirish on the Sefri, and this is in Parshas Matos. So he quotes a Medrash. The Medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to have talked to the rock. What was he supposed to have told the rock? What was he supposed to say? Rock, please bring, what was he supposed to have said? So the Sefri says, V'dibartem el asela, what he was supposed to say was, Shanei el olav perik echad, oy halacha achas v'yotzi lechemayim. He said, tell him a perik. Say a halacha, say a mishnah, say a gemara. And by doing that, it would start. And by doing that, it would start. The water would start coming out. It says, what's pshat? Start giving a shear, and all of a sudden, the water's gonna start flowing. So it says, then it's if that the niruloim of the pshat is that we know that Yonis ibn Azil, when he would learn Torah, kol oif shepereh chalam yad nisraf. And Tosfos says, you find the same thing by Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, when they were sitting at the bris of Elisha Baravu. And what was the inyan? Shadvarim smechem kinesinasam besinai. Because it was so geschmack that the dvarim was smechem kinesinasam, and that's why they were able to tap into Maimir Arsinai. Maimir Arsinai had ish, and that's why there was fire. So says the Nitziv that there's a Mechilta in Parshas Yisroi, and it's also a Tanchum in Parshas Yisroi, that when the Torah was given, B'shloisha Dvarim Nitna Torah, B'esh, U'B'mayim, U'B'midbar. There was Esh, and there was Mayim, and there was Midbar. B'esh, Shenema V'har Sinai Yashin Kuloi, B'mayim, Shenema Gam Ovim Not Fu Mayim, V'chulu V'chulu. Says the Hafla, that's what's going on over here. They needed water. But there was no water. So the Ebeshter told Moshe, go to the rock for the Baitim El Asela. What should I say? Talk and learning. Zog HaShtikl Teira. Say a Chabura. Like Yonis Amin Azir. Like Rebbe Lez and Rebbe Yeshua. You know what's going to happen? The Torah is going to be Smechem Kinesin Asan. It's going to be so gewaldig. It's going to be so geschmack that what the Yidin, that what's going to happen is we're going to reenact our Sinai. And by our Sinai, there was Mayim. Because B'shloish HaDvarim Nitna Teira. And that's where the water is going to come from. The same fire that was Yonis Amin Azir, Rebbe Lez, Rebbe Yeshua, that was supposed to be the water. That was Nibartim El Asela. And what was the point? What did Hashem want Moshe Rabbeinu to do? Why was it so terrible that he didn't do that? That he ended up hitting the rock? Because the Eibishter wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to show the Yidin that whenever a Yid learns Torah, he's going to be zoicha to all the Ashrois Hashchin in the world. This was the lesson that was supposed to be taught. What's the difference if you talk to the rock or you hit the rock? One of the greatest questions of all time. This was the vart. V'dibartem el asela means talk and learning. Show the Yidin that if you are holding and learning, and the Torah smechem kinesin asan, the level of Ashrois HaShchina is going to be so manifest. It's going to be so gewaldig that you'll be able to feel the Shechina. It's going to be smechem kinesin asan. There'll be fire, kolov shapei reyach mi'an nisraf, and it could be mayim, and that's where the water is going to come from. And that's why the Ebeshter was upset, and that's why Yanwei meant to be like the Sheni. What was the grace of Avlo? Not that hitting the rock causes water to come out, talking to the rock doesn't. Kilo. No, the point was there was a major message, a major lesson the Ebeshter wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to teach the Yidden, and he didn't teach it, and that was the Yanwei meant to be like the Sheni. But why was the water going to come out? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was going to talk and learn with the Baritim al Asela, Shanael of Perak, Echavai Alocha Achad. By doing that, it would be Smechem Kinesin Asan. We're going to reenact our Sinai. What does reenact our Sinai mean? And our Sugi means fire, and that Indian, it means Mayim, and that's where the water was going to come from. But just to end with one final Kinesh, and that is the Pasuk says by Maimed Ar Sinai. So it says, Es advarim o'elo, this is in Parshas Vazchana, Diber Hashem el kol kahalchem bahar, bitoicha esh, ha'onon v'ha'arafel, kol godol, v'lo yosof. So the coil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by our Sinai was a coil gadol v'lo yosef. So what does mean v'lo yosef mean? So if you look in the Ramban and the Rashbam and the Evan Ezra, they all say that the Pashup Shah v'lo yosef means this was a coil gadol v'lo yosef, but it never happened again. Meaning it was there for a very, very short time. The coil of Maimon Har Sinai was coil gadol, but v'lo yosef. But if you look in the Targum Unkelis and the Targum Yonis Ibn Azil, they say just the opposite. Kal rav v'loy pesak. Kol rav de'lo posek. Targum Unkelis and Targum Yonis Ibn Azil respectively. Targum Unkelis and Targum Yonis and say just the opposite. Ayin Rashi and the Ramban, and they both talk a little bit about the Targum Unkelis and the Targum Yonis Ibn Azil's pshat. The Pashim pshat kol god of lo yosef means a coil that's lo yosef. It's not going to continue. It's lo yosef. But lo yosef, Unkelis and Yonis Ibn Azil say in this case actually means just the opposite. Lo yosef, they're almost oiker the Pashim pshat in the Pasuk and say what it means is lo pesach. So what does it mean? The coil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is loy pesach? It's not true. It's pesach. You hear it? The Teretz is what we're learning right now. The Teretz is this Tosfos and this Netziv and this Reb Chaim V'Lozhin and Nefesh HaChaim. That Maimed Har Sinai is something that's alive and well. It's something that's constant. And because it's constant, it's in Kol Gadol V'lo Yosef. But I was thinking just one Hergish, and that is, Targum, who said Kol Gadol V'lo Yosef is Kal Rav V'lo Psak? It was Targum Yoinesin and it was Targum Unkelis. Who wrote Targum Yoinesin? So it's a little controversial. But Pashtis, it was Yoinesin ben Azil. Who wrote Targum Unkelis? Unkelis Hager Omru Mipi Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua. It's a Gemara Megillah Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. Yoinesin ben Azil and Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, they're the three Tanoim that Tosfos says in our Daf. Sukkah Daf Chav Chesam and Aleph, that they were Zoicha, that Kol Oif Sheh Pairei Achol Mayad Nisra, that Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua was sitting and learning, Hoya Mesubim Besuda Veliyato Eish Sviva. And where did that fire come from? It came because Hadvarim Smechem Kinesin Nosam Besinai. And like Rabbi Chaim V'Loshin is Mazber Nefesh HaChaim, because it meant that Maimed Har Sinai was alive and well. So Yoinesim and Azil knew Kol Oif Sheh Pairei Achol Mayad Nisra. Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua knew that Kol Oif Sheh Pairei Achol Mayad Nisra. They knew that you could be sitting in a suda when everyone's sitting eating bagels and lox, and they're liato ha'esh svivam. This was something that they had seen firsthand. So Targum Yoinus and Lishita Asai, and Targum Unkelis Lishita Asai, which is Mepir Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Yeshua, called God of Yosef Naro. Napshat, it didn't, just the opposite. It's Loipsak, it goes weiter, because Maimed Har Sinai is something that's alive and well. And when a person learns Torah, and it sounds like, what's the criteria? Shadvarim Smechim Kinesinasa Mesinai. Emphasis on simcha. When the Torah is smeichem, when it's azay geshmak, when it's all besimcha, somehow you can tap into Maimed Har Sinai. You can tap into this kol god of Eloi Yosef, this kol god of Eloi Psak, and it can cause kolayv sheperech mi anisra, or in Parshas Chukas, like the Netziv said, v'dibartem el haselah, it can bring rain. But all the brachas and all the yeshuas, we know that the Yidden, when they were at Maimed Har Sinai, so all the chaylim had refuas, and there was tremendous skulois and unbelievable things that came from Maimed Har Sinai. No, it's a thing of the past. It's not true. The rest of the story is, Maimed Har Sinai is a Kol Gadol. It's V'loi Yosef, V'loi Pesach. It's something that's alive and well. And how does a person tap in? How could a person literally transplant himself to Har Sinai? It's when a person learns Torah, and the Torah is Smechem Kinesinos. Emphasis on Simcha. When it's Smechem Kinesinos, and a person can literally today stand at the foot of Har Sinai, say Nasev and Ishma, not only be mekabel Torah, but with all the skulois that happened at Maimed Har Sinai.